Tonight on the Worldview Report, the World Economic Forum's self-appointed elites are meeting this week in Davos, Switzerland, amid high security provided by up to 5,000 Swiss Army soldiers. What they don't want you to know about their secret meeting is the future they have planned for us, part of which involves eating bugs. Stay tuned for the Beetle Burger. The CDC finally concedes that its vaunted COVID vaccines may be causing people to suffer strokes, but don't celebrate yet because the agency is pulling its punches big time. Chuck Schumer gets confronted about his hypocrisy regarding Biden's classified documents by, of all places, CNN. We'll share the video of his awkward response. And we have an in-depth report on how the mainstream corporate media served as the propaganda arm of governments worldwide through a program called the Trusted News Initiative. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. Eat bugs and live in a pod. That's what the globalists meeting at the World Economic Forum this week in Davos want for us. The messages coming out of Davos are disgusting. So disgusting that it prompted the Gateway Pundit to comment, quote, eating bugs is degrading, and that's why the elitists are pushing them as a sustainable source of protein for the peasants, end quote. According to a new study, so-called beetle burgers made from mealworms will soon ramp up production to help feed the world in a time of growing famine. That's, by the way, manufactured famine. Researchers say, quote, mixed with sugar, the beetles supposedly taste like real meat. They could also become alternatives to sausages or chicken nuggets, end quote. And according to studyfind.org, quote, beetle burgers could soon be helping to feed the world, according to new research. The creepy crawlers, larvae, better known as mealworms, could act as a meat alternative to alleviate hunger worldwide. The process uses a fraction of the land and water and emits a smaller carbon footprint in comparison to traditional farming, end quote. Well, they're not joking. In fact, this makes this a reality. The website reports that French biotech company Yinsect is following a global network of insect farms, including nurseries and slaughterhouses. A pilot plant has already been set up in a region of France. Benjamin Armijan, general manager of Yinsect, said in a statement from SWNS, quote, we are in full control of the chain of production. That gives us strength in terms of quality, security, and safety, end quote. The beetles, well, they can be turned into protein powders, shakes, burgers, cereal bars, and even cooking oils at a fraction of the cost of traditional farming, they say. Studyfinds.org boasts that, quote, for every 1 kilogram of protein, Yinsect uses 98% less land and emits 40 times less carbon than beef. It also uses 40 times less water than pork production, end quote. Last year, the World Economic Forum promoted the EU's new plan to use mealworms in food in their bid to reduce meat consumption. This is wickedly anti-human, and anyone who falls for it is nuts, as Barney Fife would say. Calam County, Washington, their fire captain died suddenly last week at 46 years of age. That's according to local news reports. Charles Chad Kate was found dead in his bunk by his fellow firefighters at the station at around 7 a.m. on Thursday, January 12th. Calam County Fire District 3 said in a press release that Kate's death was, quote, completely unexpected, end quote. Kate was last seen at around 2:20 a.m. that same morning after returning from a call. He returned to the station from a fire alarm activation at a commercial building. According to the U.S. Fire Administration, Kate then returned to the site of an earlier house fire in the Dungeness neighborhood, where he texted the captain at around 4 a.m. to tell him all was good at the scene. 3 hours later, he was found dead in his bed. A local firefighter union stated in a Facebook post paying tribute to Kate, quote, "His passing was completely unexpected and has stunned his family, friends, and brothers and sisters of the IAFF 2933 and his entire Pelham County Fire District 3 family," end quote. The Department of Labor and Industries is investigating the firefighter's death, which is the protocol for any state employee who dies or is injured on the job. That's what the Peninsula Daily News reported. Quote, "Kate was raised in the area and graduated from Sequim High School, where he has continued to be involved as the wrestling coach," end quote. That's according to the fire department statement. He was hired by the district in 1997 as a firefighter and paramedic and promoted to the rank of captain in 2020. A pharma student at the University of Pittsburgh who staked her budding career on support for vaccines sadly died suddenly just a few days before Christmas. Dr. Lindsay Ann Heck, 25, died suddenly and unexpectedly from an unknown cause on December 20th. According to her obituary, quote, "Lindsay was the light of everyone's life. Her smile lit up a room and her laughter was contagious. She was a loyal friend and trusted confidant to everyone she loved. Lindsay loved fiercely and lived her life always putting others before herself," end quote. The obituary continues stating, quote, "She was the valedictorian of her class of 2016 at her area district high school. She then received a doctorate of pharmacy degree from the University of Pittsburgh in May of 2022, where she graduated summa cum laude. She was a fellow at the University of Pittsburgh School of Pharmacy in the community and the Pharmacy Practice Development and Research Fellowship. She loved teaching students, doing research, running multiple vaccine clinics." Wait a minute, what? Running multiple vaccine clinics and sharing her passion and knowledge with others, end quote. A 45-year-old BBC sports broadcaster has revealed that she has suffered a, quote, "serious stroke," end quote, that has left her struggling to speak and even write. Jeannie Gao, who presents Formula One racing for the British public broadcaster and also appears regularly on the Netflix series Drive to Survive, disclosed her medical woes in social media posts shared on Instagram and Twitter. Gao stated, quote, "My husband is helping me type this as I'm finding it hard to write, and my speech is most affected," end quote, adding that she was, quote, "desperate to make a full recovery and return to work, but it might take some time," end quote. She signed off by giving thanks to the, quote, "medical teams at Frimley and St. George's and my family and friends who've got me through the last fortnight," end quote. She's received well wishes from several fellow broadcasters as well as Formula One itself, which replied to her announcement on Twitter from its verified account saying, quote, "Thinking of you, Jeannie, and wishing you all the very best with your recovery from us all at F1, end quote. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has conceded after months of deaths and debilitating injuries that there just might be a reason or concern that COVID-19 vaccines are indeed causing strokes. But it's only one of the two mRNA jabs it's conceding could be a concern. And even then, it's just one particular segment of the population, they say, that needs to be worried. Well, a statement was released last Friday by the CDC concerning the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine that said that the possibility exists of a link between the bivalent form of the vaccine and a stroke, all the while insisting that Americans should still be vaccinated. So what is this bivalent vaccine? Quote, "The bivalent COVID-19 vaccines include a component of the original virus strain to provide broad protection against COVID-19 and a component of the Omicron variant to provide better protection against COVID-19 caused by the Omicron variant," end quote. That's what the FDA says on its website. The FDA said the bivalent Pfizer vaccine is used as a booster for those who have had their initial vaccinations. The CDC release said the U.S. government has, quote, safety monitoring systems, end quote, in place to detect, quote, possible safety signals for vaccines, end quote. Now, don't you feel much better? Of course, we know that's a lie. If they really had such systems in place, these vaccines would have been stopped, well, just days after they were rolled out. If they do have such systems, that's even worse, because the red flags were obviously ignored, meaning the government knew the vaccines were harming people and killing people, but continue to push them on us anyway. The CDC's release said that the CDC's vaccine safety data link prompted agencies to launch an investigation into Pfizer-BioNTech's bivalent COVID-19 vaccine. The issue, it said, is, quote, a safety concern for Isomec stroke in people ages 65 and older who received the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine, bivalent, end quote. The CDC release continued by stating, quote, rapid response investigation of the signal in the VSD raised a question of whether people 65 and older who have received the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine, bivalent, were more likely to have an ischemic stroke in the 21 days following vaccination compared with days 22 to 44 following vaccination, end quote. The release said no such issue had been found with the Moderna bivalent vaccine. It cautioned that, quote, these safety systems detect signals that could be due to factors other than the vaccine itself, end quote, and said no other monitoring system had raised the alarm. So, as you can see, the CDC, while acknowledging there may be a problem, then tries to minimize it and says it's only for people 65 and up. In the world of psychological operations, folks, this is a classic case of what's called a limited hangout, where the government or the guilty party partially admits its guilt, but stops short of revealing the full truth, then downplays even the partial truth that it has revealed. Unfortunately, most Americans will buy it, and they'll buy it hook, line, and sinker. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the pillow that started it all. Get my standard My Pillow, regularly $49.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Just like all of you, I've tried every pillow out there, and none of them worked. That's why I invented My Pillow. My patented pill adjusts your exact individual needs, helps keep your neck aligned, and it holds its shape all night long, regardless of your sleep position, so you get the best sleep of your life. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing them to you for the lowest price ever. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code, and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.98. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen for only $27.98. Or my Premium King, only $34.98. My 60-day money-back guarantees it'll be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
Welcome back from the break. Wealthy elites of the tight meeting in Davos this week are now insisting that crew members on their private jets are unvaccinated. Did you hear me? Unvaccinated. That's what one pilot has claimed. Slate News reports that former Jetstar pilot Alan Dana says it has now become a requirement for private jet pilots and crew to be purebloods, people who have not received the experimental COVID vaccine. The move is in stark contrast to the commercial airline companies, many of which have refused to let crew fly without being up to date, so-called, on their shots. According to Dana, elites are actively seeking out unvaxxed pilots and crew to fly them around on private jets. Speaking during an interview with reporter Maria Z, Dana revealed that wealthy businessmen are, well, contacting the U.S. Freedom Flyers, an anti-vaccine mandate group of pilots, to solicit crew members. Dana said Josh Yoder, the head of the U.S. Freedom Flyers, is receiving inquiries from elites interested in hiring unvaccinated pilots to fly their business trips. Quote, He's getting calls now from wealthy businessmen and companies to fly their executives around on business jets with unvaccinated crew, end quote. Dana said on Maria Z, Uncensored, last week, the following, quote, passengers on an airline who bought a ticket don't have that luxury, end quote. Could this be because of all the pilots now that are dying in the cockpit? And we're told that these are vaccinated pilots that are having strokes, passing out, and dying in the cockpit of commercial airlines. And now apparently the elite are like, no thank you, find me an unvaxxed pilot. Democrats know that Biden's classified document scandal has the potential to destroy his presidency. And they're starting to get worried. Chuck Schumer lost his cool on CNN after being pressed on the Biden document scandal. Watch how he cuts the interviewer off before she can even ask the question. Watch this.
This is our reporting. According to one justice official, said that the White House public statements earlier this week offered an incomplete narrative about the classified documents from Biden's time as vice president, reinforced the need for a special counsel. The misleading statements created the impression that Biden's team had something to hide. That doesn't sound that much different than the former president.
John, there's now a special prosecutor. Let's see what they have to say. We can have all this speculation and comment. Let's see what they have to say, and let's focus on doing things that help the American people.
But Senator, I have to say this. You seem much more measured about this than with the Trump documents, because you call for transparency with the Trump documents. You wanted lawmakers to have access to the documents seized from the former president, his residence in Florida, which it seems like you...
Bottom line is, I said that night, it's premature to comment on what should be done.
For President Trump, I stick by that.
Yes, for President Trump. That's exactly right.
So you think that
That's
your statements are consistent for
I
both?
I sure do.
For both.
You bet.
Okay.
So you said the president has fully cooperated, and there's no indication that he and the White House have not. But there is a real question about transparency and what the American people deserve.
Let me just get to the bottom of this, and let's let them do it, for God's sakes.
I know you all want to buzz around and all of that, but... Let me buzz for one minute, and I promise we'll get on to something
else. It's not just us buzzing around. You're the Democratic head of the Senate. This is a really important issue. It's not just buzzing around.
And if there were no special prosecutor, there would be, you know, you might have a different thing to say, but there is. And now we have the law enforcement people who have the power to get all the facts out doing it. I support both. I think we should have a special prosecutor on each. I don't mind your asking these questions, but my view is I'm not going to say anything. Let the special prosecutors do their job.
Chuck Schumer doesn't want to, quote, jump to any conclusions, end quote, in this case involving Biden. But he sure pushed nearly every conspiracy theory about Donald Trump without waiting for the facts or evidence. Now, didn't he? So let's face it. When you have CNN reminding the Democrats about their double standard, it looks more every day like Biden's days are numbered as far as being a resident in the White House. The truth is, you cannot even compare the Biden case to that of Trump, who was president, and he did have the authority to declassify any documents he wanted to, whereas Biden was only a vice president with no such authority. One man who seems intent on getting to the bottom of this scandal is House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio. Here is Jordan addressing the issue in an interview with Maria Bartiromo of Fox News. Watch this.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Well, let's talk about your investigation. What are you looking at in terms of these classified documents? Let's start there.
Well, I think a couple of things jump out, Maria. First is this lack of transparency. Even though the White House says they're being transparent, it's been just the opposite. So they find these documents on November 2nd. We don't learn about it. We, the American people, don't learn about it until January 9th. And that's from a news report. When the White House goes public and tells us about, the only thing they talk about are the first batch, the ones found at the Penn Biden Center. They don't tell us about the second batch that were found in the garage in the adjacent room, even though they knew about it at the time. So they can say they're being transparent, but it's anything but. And then, of course, there's the obvious thing that so many people have talked about. It's this double standard. It's, you know, Clinton mishandles classified information, and they get a certain, Biden mishandles classified information, they get treated a certain way. And then, of course, President Trump gets his home raided, 91 days before this midterm election.
This whole thing stinks to high heavens. I mean, we got to ask basic questions. Why were Biden's lawyers rummaging around in the garage of a sitting president? It may well be nothing. It may be nothing more than an attempt by the deep state to gaslight American Trump supporters. But we'll find out soon enough if anything more comes out of it in terms of the Biden crime family actually being held accountable. But think about it. Highly paid Washington, D.C. lawyers digging around in a garage. Something doesn't smell right. Video footage out of the UK shows people want answers regarding the deadly experimental COVID jabs. The video shows hundreds of stickers representing loved ones believed to have been killed by the vaccines, and they're plastered on the BBC studio windows in London. The protesters also wrote messages such as "Tell the truth" and "Stop the lies." They wrote those on the windows of the BBC building. Take a look at this creative protest going on in London.
Madam Deputy Speaker, this is unprecedented. It is more than all the yellow card combined reports of the last 40 years. Such an extraordinary rate of side effects, which are beyond mild, have been reported in many countries across the world. There are numerous examples of this occurring in recent history, such as at the BBC, Jimmy Savile, the founder of health, this miscarriage of medical science, the abuse of population health, the erosion of trust in public health, and attack on democracy that we will witness in our lifetime. Interesting, Madam Deputy Speaker. There's not been a single...
Well, kudos to them. We need more pushback in this country as well. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. Why are British citizens protesting against the BBC, you ask? Well, the dirty little secret of the mass media's role in deceiving the world about the safety, so-called, of the experimental COVID jab is starting to get out. Because much like the American media, the Canadian media, and all Western media, including the BBC, they prostituted themselves out to the government and to the pharmaceutical industry for money, taking in hundreds of millions of dollars in ads and government grants to promote the jabs without ever questioning if they were really safe and effective, like their benefactors claimed. The Exposé posted an article over the weekend that explained exactly how it worked in the UK. But the same explanation would also apply to any of the Western nations that played along with the propaganda narrative of safe and effective. In fact, the US media participated in the exact same so-called trusted news initiative described in the expose and this following excerpt from the expose. Quote, in 2019, the government of the United Kingdom established a Ministry of Truth led by the British Broadcasting Corporation, or BBC, in response to what they claimed was the overwhelming amount of misinformation and fake news circulating online. They called this Ministry of Truth the Trusted News Initiative, or TNI. The BBC's Trusted News Initiative, well, it's a powerful partnership that includes organizations such as the AP, AFP, First Draft, Google, YouTube, Twitter, Reuters, Financial Times, Meta, which is Facebook, European Broadcasting Union, CBC, Radio Canada, The Hindu, Microsoft, and The Washington Post, end quote. I reported on this many, many months ago on Brandon House Live. The Ministry of Truth, well, it quickly established a set of strict standards and guidelines for news organizations to follow with the goal of ensuring that only information approved by powerful governments and other powerful institutions such as the BBC, the UN, and the World Economic Forum reached the public. The standards, well, they focused on areas such as fact-checking and transparency and impartiality. And news organizations found to be pushing information not approved by powerful governments and other powerful institutions, well, guess what? They faced severe consequences. And this new Ministry of Truth, well, it gained more and more power and influence. It began to expand its reach beyond just news organizations. Scientists and experts in various fields, well, they were also brought under the Trusted News Initiative's purview, with powerful governments and institutions arguing that their research and findings needed to be so-called vetted for accuracy and not being biased. The severe consequences? The news organizations and scientists and experts and individuals who dared to publish or speak the truth, well, guess what? They faced incredible blowback. In fact, for many of them, it was loss of their livelihood. News organizations that failed to comply with the Ministry of Truth standards, guess what happened to them? They were defunded and smeared in an attempt to shut them down. Scientists and experts who challenged the official narrative, well, many of them lost their jobs or were prevented from publishing their research. Harassment and intimidation, yep. The Ministry of Truth also used its power to intimidate and harass individuals who challenged the official narrative. This included sending threatening messages, spreading false information about them online, or even physically stalking or attacking them, according to some reports. Well, now that the truth is slowly getting out, don't you think it's time for all who participated in these campaigns to be held accountable? But until that happens, we the people can take matters into our own hands. And a good place to start would be to stop doing business with the mainstream corporate media. Don't buy their papers, their magazines. Don't watch their broadcast. Don't have anything to do with them. In fact, promote their competitors. We may be nowhere near their size, but we are their competitors. Promote conservative, patriot, America first, constitutional loving, Christian worldview broadcast outlets like this, the Worldview Report, where we are honest, truthful in our presentations and research. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. We thank you for tuning in and we thank you for supporting this work. Here's how you can do it. Don't forget to go to WVWFoundation.com, WVWFoundation.com. My foundation exists to proclaim the truth of a biblical worldview, to push out free programming instead of putting it all behind a paywall. Well, a lot of folks do that, but we push it out there for people to watch free of charge as a ministry of our foundation. Our bandwidth bill is, in fact, thousands and thousands of dollars a month, and you can help us push out free programming by helping us with our foundation, WVWFoundation.com, WVWFoundation.com. You also find our mailing address there. If you want to contribute over our donation line, the number is 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. I'm going to add one tonight. You can also support one of our sponsors of 17 years, Swiss America. They're a precious metals company, gold and silver. They can teach you a lot, and they got free information for you. They can teach you how to put gold in your IRA. They can teach you the difference between bullion, gold and silver, freshly minted, if you will, and numismatic, which is 1933 and older, which provides a lot of privacy. If you're looking for privacy, to take some of your assets legally off the table and have privacy, then they can help you do that with numismatic as well. But first, I think it starts with getting the free packet of information, no obligation, free packet, and you don't even have to call them. You can just text Wes Peters, who I've been working with for 17 years at Swiss America. Just text him and say, here's my name and address. I want the free packet of information. Text him, if you will, at 602-558-8585, 602-558-8585, again, 602-558-8585. Let him know you want that free packet of information. Also, please be sure to go to MyPillow.com. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. Dog beds. But you got to use the promo code B66. If you don't use that, we don't get credit. And we need the credit to have a general operating budget to keep producing this show, because it takes a team of seven of us, 15 man hours a day, to put it together. So these are the ways we fund this broadcast, as well as Brandon House Live. So please, go to MyPillow.com, use that promo code B66. You get savings, we get credit. and it's a big part of our general operating budget. Also, that same promo code B66 works at mystore.com. Mystore.com, the home for American entrepreneurs. And then finally, are you looking for some food insurance? How about freeze-dried food with a 25-year shelf life? I've had some for my family since 2013, and I've greatly added to my supplies. Well, we've been selling it and been a distributor of it since 2016. It's a big part of our general operating budget as well. We offer you a service. We have a reasonable profit margin in there, and we use it in part to keep this broadcast network going. So again, if you're going to purchase it, thank you for purchasing it from us at WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. If you'd like to order it over the phone, the number is 901-468-9357. 901-468-9357. Or you could just resort to eating bugs when they finally collapse our food supply. As we saw tonight, that's the plan. So why not have some emergency freeze-dried food on hand? WVWTVstore.com. Well, thanks so much for watching. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.